Passage 3.
Community service is an important component of education here at our university. We encourage all students to volunteer for at least one community activity before they graduate. A new community program called One-on-One helps elementary students who've fallen behind. You education majors might be especially interested in it because it offers the opportunity to do some teaching, that is, tutoring in math and English. You'd have to volunteer 2 hours a week for one semester. You can choose to help a child with math, English, or both. Half-hour lessons are fine, so you could do a half-hour of each subject 2 days a week. Professor Dodge will act as a mentor to the tutors. He'll be available to help you with lesson plans or to offer suggestions for activities. He has office hours every Tuesday and Thursday afternoon. You can sign up for the program with him and begin the tutoring next week. I'm sure you'll enjoy this community service, and you'll gain valuable experience at the same time. It looks good on your resume too, showing that you've had experience with children and that you care about your community. If you'd like to sign up, or if you have any questions, stop by Professor Dodge's office this week.
Questions 8 to 11 are based on the talk given by the Dean of the School of Education.
8. What is the purpose of the talk?
9. What is the purpose of the program the Dean describes?
10. What does Professor Dodge do?
11. What should students interested in the tutorials do? Passage 4. The first postal service in North America began in New England in the 17th century. All mail arriving in Massachusetts colony was sent to the home of the appointed official in Boston. In turn, he would deliver the mail from Boston on horseback to its destination, receiving one penny for each good article of mail. Later in the century, postal services were established between Philadelphia and Delaware. In 1691, the British Crown appointed the first Postmaster General to have charge of the mail for all the colonies in North America. For some time, Benjamin Franklin served as the postmaster by the newly formed United States government. Franklin was responsible for establishing the United States postal system on a permanent basis. He increased the number of post offices, introduced the use of stagecoaches to carry mail, and started a package service system. Later, in the 19th century, as railroad and steamboats appeared, they were used to carry mail into the towns. Some communities, especially those out west, were far from the service of transportation. To serve them, the post office developed a system called star routes. Private contractors were paid to deliver mail to the communities away from the railways by horse and wagon. The postal service, which was started over 3 centuries ago, has developed into an extensive government service with post offices in every city, town, and village in the United States.
Questions 12 to 15 are based on the passage you've just heard.
12. What is the main subject of the passage?
13. Where was the first postal service established in the U.S.?
14. For what did Benjamin Franklin deserve most credit?
15. How was mail delivered to the remote areas out in the West?